Hey yo, I'm Rory. Welcome to Plug Talk, your daily dose of positivity. You know that feeling after you get some important shit done out the way, be it executing your trading strategy to the T or even completing an activity at work? Getting shit done is one of those positive mantras that genuinely leave you much more confident. Sometimes hella tired, but the overall result is beneficial for your esteem. Episode 7 is about developing and applying getting shit done in your life. This is the mantra for today's show. Please don't lose it. Getting shit done. Okay, cool. Let me take you way back, way back, when you were still like in primary school, the grassroots level. Remember when they used to give you a couple of tasks to do when you go home and they'd title it as homework? And you'd get on feeling so tired and stressed out, and you're looking at that and you're like, I just do not want to do this right now. Getting shit done actually starts there, the habits that we started building in that phase of our lives. How we tackled that work sort of echoed throughout our lives. Do you see getting shit done as something that you want to put off? Or do you see getting shit done as something that you can do now with your full concentration and then move on to other things that you can do? So check, man, getting shit done has done wonders for my esteem. By training my mind to be victorious over obstacles that it creates, I'm able to be diligent at my tasks and actually complete my goals. If you're struggling with getting shit done, look at remedial tasks, all that crap that you don't want to do but have to do it anyway. Just do it. I'm telling you that you'll feel way better about it when it's done. You legit can do whatever you want to do now. Just do it. Coming up is an insert from a close friend of mine. Her name is Sia, and she touches on procrastination and how we can sort of use positive habits to get shit done. She's a very, very profound speaker. I think you will definitely enjoy this segment. Thank you.
Hey, teens. All right, so, it's been a bit hectic. Sorry for the delay, but this is exactly the point that I was trying to make also, that we procrastinate so much on so many things, including our dreams, you know. We make excuses, why singa yenzi, you know. I mean, I realized my dream a good 10 years ago, if not more, but actually more, 15, yeah, you know. And I'm still not doing the thing that I wanted to do, you know. And I'm taking strides to get there. And I mean, there's a lot of reasons why it hasn't happened yet. But there's also more reasons why it should, you know. So I just want to say to whoever's listening and they've been procrastinating on their dream, they know it, they're doubting themselves, and they're making every excuse in the book, you know. You failed yourself, you know. And you failed your happiness. You're never going to be happy doing something you don't love, you know. I realize that, and that's why it's never too late to pursue the dreams, you know. So I'm taking a huge strides, you know, realizing my dream right now. Guys, you know, sometimes we want things to happen overnight. All right, doesn't work that way. Hard work. I mean, I have been putting in the work for the past 15 years, slowly but surely, building relevant, you know, relationships with people that are in the space I want to be in. So that's the entertainment space. So it's up to you, you know. You need to grab it with both hands. You need to run with it. You need to dodge all the bullets. And at the end of it all, you might just try, you know. So yeah, let's keep it going. Keep it flying like the water.
Thank you. we're back on Black Talk, episode 7. Just continuing with the whole series, getting shit done. I've got Natty here. He's a creative mind and a hard working soul, a great father as well. Natty, what's up, bro?
I'm good, and how are you, Tinash?
I'm great. Okay, Natty, for the show, you have to call me Rari.
Rari.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Sure. Natty, tell me, what's your take on getting shit done? What does that mean to you?
For me, it simply means doing what I need to do to survive.
Is it? You're doing what you gotta do to survive. So how often do you do that?
Well, it's an everyday thing.
It's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Are you always like, what type of mind do you have to get into before you get shit done?
I think first thing, you need to be focused. And obviously, you need to know what you want to do at the end of the day.
Is it? And can you tell me any challenges that you have with getting shit done? Because me, I know my problem is I love FIFA, I love hot chicks, bro. So I struggle with that sometimes, bro.
Yeah, so I think my problem would be going out. I go out a lot, eh? And that takes a lot of my time.
So tell me, my man, that since you go out a lot, don't you think that you should find a way to balance or at least go out and still be able to get shit done?
Yeah, I am thinking of doing that. I'm actually working on something where I'll be able to have a place where I will be going out and still be making money.
I like that. We'll probably continue with that at a later stage in the show. Can you possibly just briefly tell us what it is that you're working on and what you want to get done? You don't need to give us detail, right? Just be like something like, yo, man, I just want to have an ice cream store, for example.
Okay, so what's happening is one of my uncles who passed on a few years back owned a tavern. So at the moment it's been closed. So I'm busy trying to raise enough cash to open it up.
No, that's sweet, bro. And to somebody who's possibly listening to this out there and they're struggling with getting shit done, like now you found a strategy. You feel like I can now go out and still be able to get a lot of shit done that I'm supposed to do. How would you advise somebody coming up?
From basics, that's a difficult one, eh? Yeah, man, that's a difficult one.
You know what I would do? I'd tell that person, homie, get shit done. You understand?
Yeah.
Get shit done. So that was Natty on Plug Talk talking about how he gets shit done and some of his dreams and aspirations. We're going to follow up with him in a couple of weeks just to have more details as to what he's pushing. And thank you so much for listening to us. It's your boy Rari.